Think about the farmer who drives the same path every morning to feed his cattle. Year after year, the tractor's wheels carve deeper grooves into the earth until those ruts become so profound they could steer the vehicle without any human guidance. Now consider your own life, your spending patterns, career choices, morning routines, and relationship dynamics. These aren't random behaviors. They're deeply carved ruts that determine your destination, whether you consciously chose that path or not. The uncomfortable truth is that most people are stuck in financial and personal ruts created years ago, desperately hoping for different outcomes while following the exact same route each day. The revelation that changes everything? You don't need a dramatic life overhaul to reach an entirely different destination. Just turning the wheel a quarter inch, making small but deliberate habit shifts, will take you somewhere completely new over time. This isn't about luck, timing, or waiting for rescue. It's about developing different daily habits than those who chronically avoid difficult things. Since 1973, something troubling has happened. Worker productivity has climbed steadily upward while wages have remained remarkably flat, creating a widening chasm between effort and reward. The numbers tell a stark story. Since 1981, the top 1% of earners have seen income growth of 138%, while the bottom 90% experienced a mere 15% increase. Meanwhile, the costs of education, healthcare, and housing have skyrocketed, forcing many to work multiple jobs just to maintain what previous generations achieved with one. It feels rigged because in many ways it is. But here's the liberating truth. While you can't control the broader economy, you can absolutely control your personal economy. You can become the thermostat rather than the thermometer, actively setting your financial temperature instead of passively reflecting external conditions. Most people easily list what they don't want, but struggle to articulate what they actually want, like driving a Ferrari at top speed with no destination. Before creating a vision, honestly assess where you are. Are you feeling untapped potential, facing financial pressure, seeking reinvention? Whitewater rafters survive dangerous rapids by focusing on the positive point, the safe route through, rather than fixating on deadly rocks. When you concentrate on solutions instead of problems, your life transforms. Try this. Imagine looking back 1 year from now on the best year of your life. What would that look like? How much money would you make? Where would you work? How would relationships feel? Write down specifics without letting current limitations constrain you. Beyond knowing where you want to go, understanding why matters crucially. Without a profound why, you'll abandon strategies when obstacles arise. We all have an inner villain, the self-doubt that diminishes our confidence. A Navajo fable illustrates this. Two wolves battle inside us, one filled with jealousy and scarcity, the other embodying empathy and abundance. Which wins? The one you feed. Negative news consumption feeds your inner villain. The average person has 70,000 thoughts daily, with 80% being negative, largely influenced by catastrophic headlines. Consider a 30-day news diet, using that time for self-improvement instead. Limiting beliefs about money often stem from parents who survived economic hardship, political ideologies emphasizing inequality, or religious teachings casting wealth negatively. These unconscious mental blocks sabotage financial potential. Yet ethical wealth creation enables powerful ripple effects, eliminating debt, providing better education, giving generously, and creating opportunities for families and communities. Our personal narratives shape reality. Consider Gina, who at 60 believed her useful life was over. After recognizing this as fiction, she transformed her story. She was strong, vibrant, with wisdom and unlimited potential. This launched remarkable achievements, starting a successful business, traveling extensively, co-authoring a book, buying a dream home, and achieving peak fitness. To identify limiting stories, examine why you haven't achieved desired breakthroughs. Common barriers include blaming the economy, lack of time, unsupportive relationships, limited education, or health issues. These often originate from childhood or were passed down through generations. To dismantle them, find concrete evidence contradicting your story. Research successful people who defy your limiting belief. Tony Robbins, Richard Branson, Bill Gates, Walt Disney, proving your story false. Stop obsessing over weaknesses. Leverage your strengths instead. When an editor dismissed an early manuscript as just a 200-page conversation, the response became, "I may not be a trained writer, but I have a powerful message." Finding an editor who preserved authentic voice while fixing technical issues turned that book into a bestseller. Dr. Ned Halliwell, America's leading ADD expert, describes ADD as having a Ferrari engine with bicycle brakes. Rather than forcing children to overcome weaknesses, he identifies what they excel at and helps them become great at it, building confidence that naturally improves all areas. Filter advice carefully. Accept it only from qualified people. Get tennis advice from pros, not TV-watching relatives who've never played competitively. Warren Buffett's wisdom rings true. Really successful people say no to almost everything. Focus intensely on a single, well-defined goal rather than dispersing energy across multiple ventures. Create a magic list covering five categories: activities bringing genuine joy, skills where you consistently outperform others, actions generating highest financial returns, detailed money goals with concrete numbers and timeframes, and specific steps needed to progress. This naturally leads to a crucial not-to-do list, activities that distract from primary financial objectives. The Unique Ability Circle framework divides activities into four zones: unique abilities, exceptional talents creating flow, excellent abilities, good abilities, and tasks to delegate. Success means progressively eliminating outer activities to focus on your unique strengths. The gap is the psychological trap of comparing yourself to impossible ideals: billionaires' wealth, athletes' fitness, social media perfection. This perpetual chase creates chronic dissatisfaction and paralysis. The solution? Measure against your own growth trajectory, not others' highlight reels. Try this perspective shift. Imagine explaining your limiting story to someone who's endured unthinkable tragedy. "Would you really claim you're not reaching potential because my dad was rough on me?" Find positive outcomes from painful experiences. Perhaps a devastating breakup led to a better partner, or job loss created necessary growth space. This shift from reactive to proactive thinking transforms how you view both time and progress. People learn from you, listen to you, and buy from you when they feel understood, not when they understand you. The key to persuasion is grasping others' needs and goals rather than focusing on yourself. A powerful closing technique: ask people to imagine it's a year later and everything worked out perfectly. Then have them describe what that looks like. This question reveals what people truly want. People operate from either scarcity or abundance mindsets. Scarcity thinking, "we're running out of resources," becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Remember, people buy what they want, not what they need. We often think we know what others need while missing what they truly want: attention, love, or recognition. Attraction is only half the equation. What happens after someone says yes matters equally. One charity raised $1 million, but never followed up with impact updates, eventually losing that donor. To succeed after the sale, camp out in clients' minds, understand their routines, worries, and goals. Practice no-strings-attached reciprocity, providing value without expecting anything in return. When you give generously without conditions, amazing relationships develop naturally. Happiness drives success, not the reverse. External achievements deliver fleeting excitement, while internal satisfaction makes success more attainable. Most people struggle to define happiness because they compare themselves to others. Reflect on childhood memories and moments of peace to identify what genuinely brings you joy. Stop when-then thinking. "When I get promoted, then I'll be happy." This mindset postpones joy indefinitely. Choose to live now, appreciating your current opportunities. Overthinking creates paralysis by overanalysis. Gather enough knowledge to build confidence, then act. Failure is success's cornerstone. As Winston Churchill said, success is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. Not failing means you're on autopilot, which never reaches ambitious goals. Holding grudges hurts only yourself. Letting go frees you to be your best. Practice gratitude daily. Even during struggles, appreciate small things. A stranger's smile, a child's hug, your beating heart. Small habits, consistently applied, create the life you've imagined.